Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Trinity?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Trinity, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. We survived the weekend, so that's a good thing.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So I understand, I remember when you and James signed up, and now there was a discrepancy on the billing, and you were wanting to cancel. Tell me what's going on.
So the person that had called my husband while he was at work, you can already tell she's, like, a person who probably speaks Spanish or something else, but she was trying to speak English. It's like she was talking, saying things that didn't make sense, and he was trying to talk to her, and she just, like, blew it off, and my husband was like, just call my wife, you know, maybe she'll understand. So when she called me, I had asked her, like, pretty much what this was, like, pretty much what this stuff was about, and she had failed to, like, pretty much explain to me everything, and then told me that, after multiple questions, she couldn't answer properly, and then I had another person I called, and they had actually answered the question for me, but I didn't know that you had to pay another pretty much $300 to have Google Ads when I thought that was included in the bundle. So me and my husband have came to an agreement that, like, we're just going to cancel it.
Okay, thank you for explaining
that.
No, I understand completely what the issue is based on what you just said, and I can absolutely clear it up. Number one, in the terms and conditions that James acknowledged with his e-signature, he did agree to the $549 that you guys paid being a non-refundable amount.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do sell Google Ads, but we never recommend them for a small to mid-sized business, because when you say Google Ads, that's a pay-per-click campaign, and those are only successful for the large corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, because,
exactly.
For instance, let's say that you guys invested $300 into the Google Ads, and the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click. After only 10 people click on you, you guys rotate off and someone else rotates on. So you absolutely don't need that extra batch of Google Ads. Now, what I'm thinking that you were probably asking is about the Google First page, which we do have in your package, but it's in the map section. So the pay-per-click ads typically run at the very top of the page for the big corporations, but right below those is the maps where you'll see the businesses displayed, the websites are linked, the phone numbers are available on a click-to-call feature, and reviews are published as they start coming in. So that's the highest revenue-generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search online, 87% of them will actually bypass those, you know, paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. So I apologize if, you know, the customer service rep wasn't able to explain that. But, yeah, it's a different component, and you guys absolutely don't need that. So you pay.
Now, if I was to ask you, like, everything that comes with this package, do you guys build websites for us, or do you just?
We absolutely build websites. Let me see if we're promoting yours or if we've already built one. Oh, no, we already have one up and running for you. It's under marshrestorations.com. So I think the only thing they're waiting on is if you have a logo. Right now they put the Local Splash logo up at the top. If you have a logo, they're going to take that off and put your actual logo on it. And then you know, that site is fully functional for you.
Okay. Because I've tried looking up the site. I don't see the site, but I do see, like, you know how when you scroll, you look up food on Google and it shows you a whole bunch of food places and it shows you can call, text, or tap on their website. Like, that's what I see on there.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to tap on your website or no?
There isn't a website on here.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. So in the terms, it also says that all of that programming and first page placement does take about 45 to 60 days to come to full fruition,
okay.
because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours. So the good news is it's always the second month where you see the program pop, and you guys are right at the cusp of that. So, you know, within this next month or even before the third month, you'll see yourself ranking on Google. You'll see that fixed, that your website will be attached to everything. Hopefully, do you have a logo or do you want us to maybe just create one for you? Because we could do that too.
Because I have a logo. Like, I don't understand a lot of stuff, the stuff that involves, like, pretty much his business stuff because this is new to me. But, I do know he wants to be on Facebook. He wants to be able to be out there, have some ads on Facebook and stuff like that. I know so far as Google, I'd just like for him to have a website and people to be able to look up his, you know, his company and stuff. But, like, as far as Google Ads, like, I didn't want Google Ads. The reason why I was even talking about them in the first place was because it was saying something about a Google Verified application that we did. And it was asking me about something about GG. I don't know what the heck it was.
Okay. So the Google Verified program, it's a different component. And I offered it to James as an upgrade. And because he upgraded and accepted it during the initial call, you guys also got what's called AIO, which is that you'll start ranking in the artificial intelligence section of Google. So when somebody puts in best junk removal near me, AI will always recommend a couple of companies. And I included that feature for him because he did take the Google Guaranteed or the Google Verified. What that is it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program through Google, and it's the highest revenue-generating lead that you'll ever get online, because once you guys pass that background check, which is why they sent you that application, the lead would only come to you guys. So I don't know if you guys have tried a typical lead service in the past where the lead is sold to you and then to everybody else out there. Right, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. So with this, if you get a lead through Google Verified, it only comes to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. Also, once you guys pass the background check, you're going to get that green or blue check mark next to your name with a banner that says this is a Google Verified company that's passed a background check. So that's going to help you even in the first page in the local map section. It's going to add credibility to you and give the client that comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling. And then the second benefit to the Google Verified Lead Program is that we monitor it, and you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead within your industry. So if somebody calls you and says, oh, hi, we're looking for junk removal and we're in Las Vegas, you're not going to pay for that, right? Because that's not your service area. Or if they say, hey, you know, can you double check? Is James hiring? That's not a lead, right? So that's the beauty of this program is if you get some one-off calls once in a while from that, you know, program that aren't leads, then we're automatically, you know, not charging you for it. So it's really nice. So that's the only other thing is that you have a flat rate month to month, and then that application that was sent was for the Google Verified leads, and then once that's approved, it's just the activation budget for the leads that we would notify you that we wanted to collect.
Okay, so when I had a problem filling out that application because it says, what is the business monthly budget for the GG program? And I have no clue what the program is.
Okay. So let me look here. I looked it up
and it was like telling me how much I wanted to spend on monthly Google ads. And I was like,
You don't need anything for that. Yeah, because on the first page, once that Google business page gets verified and published on the first page, That's unlimited. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you guys take on 5 jobs in a month or 50 jobs in a month. That's unlimited. You don't have to worry about it. If you get a call through the Google Verified lead, it will show you on your dashboard that you were either charged or not charged for it. So you'll know if it was an exclusive lead. But again, those have the highest conversion because it's only coming to you. So with that, let me just see here because I just put it in your notes. Yeah, so your activation budget would only be $416, and your leads are only going to run you, I think they're about $34 each. So let me just verify that because I know that I was just looking at it. And let's see here if that was right. No, it's even less than that. I'm sorry. I think it's $24. Let's see. Oh, no, I was right. It was $32 each. So your leads will average around $32 each, but you only have to take those on if you're not getting enough through the local map section, right? So sometimes people pay the activation budget, which will equal 13 leads within the month or $418, right? And sometimes that activation budget lasts them 3 months before they have to even replenish it because they're, you know, the local map section is keeping them busy in the meantime. But for someone like James, I know that he was wanting to, you know, go aggressively, you know, this quarter and also maybe grow the business. So for someone like him, he may want to take on all 13 leads, which is fine. Whatever happens is the next month you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish the bucket.
Okay. Could you explain that a little more to me?
Okay. So that activation budget works like an escrow account. So once you're approved, you'll get an email that says, congratulations, you passed the background check, and you're approved for the Google Verified Exclusive Lead Program. And we want to activate the budget, which equals $418. That $418 includes 13 exclusive leads for you. So you don't have to turn it on and have the leads start coming and go gung-ho and take 13 leads right away, right? So let's say that you took 3 or 4 of them, and in addition to what you're taking from the local maps of Google, you guys are busy enough and you don't need more, then what would happen is the next month you just pay for the 3 or 4 leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket. So it works like a, kind of like an escrow account, that activation budget.
Okay, now this activation budget goes on top of how much he is already paying monthly, and that's the $299.
Right, so he's only paying $299 month to month. That's the flat rate, no matter what. And with the Google Verified leads, it's a pay-per-lead program. Now,
so
let's
he'd be paying like $500, if not more, monthly for all of this.
If he took on 13 leads, but he doesn't have to, right? He only has to take on as little or as many.
And what do you
want.
Mean by, like, 13 leads? Like, okay, so Local Splash is supposed to give us leads. And what you're saying is, okay, so if I get activated on Google, so whatever I get from everybody who looks at my stuff on Google, if I don't get nothing, and let's say I really do need a job, then I go to you guys for a lead, is what you're saying.
So the calls that come organically just from people putting in junk removal near me and then they see you on the first page, all of that is unlimited. So and that's the highest revenue generating position that you can get online is the first page of Google, right? But the Google Verified Lead Program, the reason that gets even a higher return is that those companies will show even on top of the Google ads with a check mark next to your name saying Marsh Restorations LLC, Google Verified Business has passed a background check. So then most people will get kind of like that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling and say, gosh, Marsh Restorations looks different from all these other businesses online. I think we want to, you know, talk to them. And if they talk to you, it exclusively comes to you. So they can't be like a price shopper. that's clicking around just looking for the cheapest rate. It has to be, you know, somebody that's pretty serious about hiring you for your service if they were to call you from that section. So with this program, you get the best of all three worlds because you get the unlimited section on Google, you get the social media with the Facebook ads, and then you also get the Google verified leads coming to you. And once he passes that background check, which is that application that you're working on, then that extra credibility stays next to your name no matter what. So let's say you pass the background check, you get that extra stamp of approval that everybody knows that Google's backing your business. Then let's say that you never even want to activate the budget. You say, I'm actually, you know, doing so well with what I have, I don't even need to turn the leads on, then that's perfect. Then you're still having that extra credibility that's always going to stick with your company, right?
Yeah, because so, he doesn't want to do the, he doesn't want to do any more than $2.99 a month.
Exactly. So what I would say is I'll keep it the way it is now just so that you can pass the background check. He's already paid for that and that you get that stamp next to your name. Continue to fill out that application. If you got stumbled on something, I could create an appointment for someone to call you that will kind of walk you through it. The main thing is let me double check in Florida what the requirements are because some businesses need, you know, a license and a certificate of insurance. Some only need the certificate of insurance. But that's basically what they'll look for is if you have the basic requirements. And then the second thing is if he has had any felonies within the past 7 years, which I know he hasn't because I asked him, or, you know, anything that would cause like a bad reputation for the business or anything like that because Google can't put a stamp of approval next to you. But as long as, you know, you don't have anything like that, yep, here's the requirement. It's just $100,000 in general liability, certificate of insurance, and there's no licensing requirements for Florida. So basically on the application, that's the main thing is it's going to want to see that certificate of insurance. And then, you know, maybe his driver's license or his social security or, you know, anything like that that would show that, you know, he doesn't have any, you know, bad felonies or anything behind his name, which we know that he doesn't.
Now, what about, what do I put for the business monthly budget for the GG program? Because that's the only thing I don't know how to fill out.
That's just $418. I'm surprised it actually has that on the application because most people don't know what that is. I know I explained it to him when he added this program, but most people don't remember what the activation budget is, you know?
Yeah, I just didn't know what to put. So if any time we need more leads and stuff like that, we can activate that $418 and that will literally help us if we need it.
Exactly. And you're going to want to have that because there will be times where things dip down a little bit and you're like, gosh, I really want to take something. Turn that program on, start taking some leads. And then once you're all caught up, you call us or text us and tell us to pause that section of it. And then you just get the organic leads that are coming through the first page placement.
Okay. Alrighty, I will fill out the rest, and I know he's been going through all his before and after photos of jobs that he's done, so I will be able to put those in, so that way we can add that, and then figure out how to make these ads, because there's a couple of them that he really has some ideas of what type of ads he wants to do, so, for Facebook.
Yeah, please. Also, if he thinks of or if you think of any special offers that you want to run, you know, sometimes I know we just passed President's Day, but people will say, you know, there's a St. Patrick's Day offer, 5% off for a new client or something like that. Anything special that you'd like to put up on those Facebook ads, you absolutely can do so. If you don't give us anything specific, then what we do is we'll do like the generic, like for the best junk removal, you know, company around, call now, you know, and we'll promote it that way and do a call to action. But if you have a little special offer or say, hey, we have a veteran discount, you could call us for that. You know, anything that you wanted to put on specifically, you could either call us or even just text us and say, hey, can you add this offer to our Facebook ads? And then we would definitely apply it for you.
Okay. All right. That definitely helped me understand that a little more because I was really confused.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It looks like it was Catherine that spoke to you, and I don't know why she misunderstood your question, but I'll definitely pull her aside and talk to her, because I knew right away when you asked about Google Ads, you were probably asking about your first page placement on Google and the calls that are coming there, not necessarily that you want to invest, you know, thousands of dollars in Google pay-per-click ads, because you don't need that.
Yeah, no, I don't, because he just wants to, he wants something simple but able to be out there and verified, so like if people do want him, he's a legit, you know.
Yes, and this will do that for you. Not many companies have that Google Verified stamp next to their name, because this is a newer program that was just released in May of 2024. So it's a little bit under 2 years old, and a lot of people don't even know that it exists. And some businesses, it's not available for yet, because Google rolled it out with different industries. So for your industry, it happens to be available, but for some industries, it's not. So you guys are going to be way ahead of the curve, because not only do you have that AI tool, but you also, you know, the artificial intelligence, but you also have the Google Verified program, which is going to add so much credibility, you know.
Okay, and for, I got another question. It says your issued business registration. Is that like my, my ACC, is that what they call that?
I'm not sure, but if that's what you received when you registered the business, or even if that's all you have, I would upload it anyway, because they could always call you if they're missing something. Does it say Marsh Restorations LLC on it, or is it under a DBA?
Yeah, it shows, that it shows that it's active through SunBiz. It has, it's like accelerated, hold on, let's see, what's it called?
Let me ask. I'm going to ask that.
Oh, the Articles of Communication, that's what it's called, I think.
Okay, one second. I'm going to ask them. Google Verified. Bonnie. What's it called again, Trinity?
I think it's called an accelerated, hold on, let me actually look at
it. Well, you said it was an AA something. I just wanted to get that term and send it over to them to see if that's what they need registration.
It's a, no, it's called Electronic Articles of Organization. That's what I have. It's like pretty much a paper of what he got, like when he pretty much made the business through SunBiz, he got those two papers, and then I have pretty much another picture of it saying that it's active through SunBiz.
Okay. When they registered the business.
Certification of status, I think.
Through SunBiz. Okay. So I sent that over to them, and then if they're in a meeting or something, they might not respond right away. But what I'll do is, if that is the, you know, what's needed, I'll send you a quick message and say that's exactly perfect. Just go ahead and use that. If they need something else, I'll have someone from that department reach out to you. Because that way, since, you know, it's their department, they can actually kind of walk you through it if there's any other questions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to send the message also to Ivan, who's in that. So I'll send the message over to a couple of people in that department, and then as soon as I hear back, I'll communicate that with you, okay?
All righty.
All right, and thank you for staying on top of it, Trinity. I always say that, you know, when you're proactive with your account, you're going to see better results, so I really appreciate that you're staying on top of it and you're getting that done in a timely manner. He already added us to the Facebook page, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So that's all in, you know, up and running already. And then if we need anything else, we'll reach out to you. But if not, I'll have them put a, you know, kind of put a temporary logo together for you. And then if you have an actual logo, you could always send it to us later when you get it, okay?
I think I already sent my logo in.
Oh, you
did. And I think I have like a, he has a business card, so I sent like a picture of his front of his business card.
That's perfect. I should be able to access that from your dashboard if I do have it.
He has printed like 500 of them things, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. You guys are stocked up on those for a while.
Yeah. Awesome. We actually had a good deal through, I think, called Canva. It's called Canva. That's where I actually built it through, and then they did a really big deal. I got 500 of them for like $45.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really nice.
Oh, yeah. I see on here that we already have in the business, we have the business registration. We have, let me click on this. We have your business card. That's good. Something else here, which is probably the certificate of insurance. Okay, and we have the logo, so that's good. So I can have them, you know, start putting some more content. And then as soon as you get the, you know, more pictures and whatnot, all of that is free of charge. You can update the site as they come in, upload more pictures on your dashboard, and then anything we receive that way is automatically sent to the technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
do you remember?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Real quick, do you remember my extension in case you need it? Because if not, it's 777. You could always use me as a point of contact if you have questions.
Okay.
And then if
777.
Yep. And my name again is Tina.
All righty.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so I'll get back to you as soon as they respond to me, but from now, just continue to fill that out, and if there's anything else needed, I'll have them reach out to you directly, okay?
Alright, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Trinity. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.